Well, we just come tonight to say we praise God. We thank God for everything he has done for us. And tonight's the night that we have seen so much going on in America. My prayers are, God, have mercy. Have mercy upon us. One of the things I found out in life, as we live and we move and we trust God and we believe God, there are many people that say they are believers, but they are not. They don't believe in what God is saying because God has given us specific instruction and he's given us the right to do certain things. He's given us the right to use his name. A lot of people don't want to use his name. A lot of people don't want to use his name. A lot of people want to do what they want to do. You see, if I might give you a few words of encouragement, if I might just give you a few words of encouragement, when this cry that we make reaches the darkness region, Jesus hurried back to us and heard our prayer, and he said unto us, I am that I am. And the host of darkness, Satan, met Jesus in awful combat and described in Hebrews 2:4. When you read it, you will see this. In order that through death he might paralyze, cripple, break his power, break his authority, that is the devil. See, in other words, when Jesus put off himself the demon forces and the autumn burdens of guilt, help me, Lord Jesus, sin and sickness that he carried with him while he was there in the pits of hell, fighting a good fight of faith because he believed what the Father said. Can we believe what the Father is saying to us? Can we understand what God is saying to us? Can we see what God is saying to us? God is saying to us, when Jesus spoke these words, Jesus spoke and they are fulfilled in Luke. Let me tell you something. Go to Luke 17:21-22. It said, when a strong man fully owns his own court, his own house, his own goods, cars, they're at peace. But listen to me, that when a stronger man shall come upon you and overcome you and your house and your belongings, he takes away his old armor. Some people don't want to pray. Some people don't want to trust God. They've lost the wherewithal to say, yes, Lord, I am who I am. So in Christ, listen, when Christ rose from the dead, he not only had the keys to death and hell, the two keys he gave them to Peter. He had the very armor that Satan was wearing. See, when you know from the old days of the teaching that they taught us, when you put on the full armor, you put on the fullness, that when the enemy strikes you, some of the enemy don't know about no armor. But when you got the full armor on, that's why Jesus stripped him of all of his armor. He doesn't have a power of death. He doesn't have a power of nothing. It's only what you give him. How much you going to give to the devil? See, when he defeated the devil, he has defeated all hell. Hell can't burn against us, come against us, because of God we serve. He stands before the three worlds, heaven, earth, and hell. Oh, Jesus. Now, can you understand that Satan has been defeated? When God stood against those, oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's why I say nobody can say they've been to heaven. Nobody can say they've been here but Jesus Christ. Don't let the devil fool you and get you all mixed up in your mind. Man. I know some of you listen on me. But I want to just put something else on your mind. Jesus conquered Satan before his own cohorts. See, when if I may use this example, when Muhammad Ali beat up on the one of the hardest boxers, the hardest boxers, and said, I'm going to defeat him. I'm not trying to pump him up, he did. Joe Foreman was knocked out. But all the people, because I was a George Foreman believer, it hurt me. Why? Because I knew George could beat him. But somehow, when I looked at it and put it in a spiritual context, he defeated, Jesus defeated. I put that as an example. I'm not trying to put him down because I love both of them. But they were both great fighters. That was an example. And Satan, I mean, and Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay would say, what round do you want to fall in? George Foreman just points, knock him out. He go in there and get the experience. And like I told him, we win that championship back. See, God want us to use what he's given us. We're not cowards. Everybody afraid to lay hands on somebody. Everybody afraid to pray for somebody. Everybody now wants to be in a prayer. Everybody want to have a prayer line. Everybody want to do everything, but nobody wants to be on God's team. God's team is the most powerful team it is in the world. When God say, I am that I am, he means just that. What he's saying to all of them, to me, more particular, is to come closer and closer to me. I want you to know something. You got to understand something. Our neighbor loved him as you love yourself. When God sent his only begotten son, he didn't send somebody to limp and lame. He said, he stands before the Father, the ruler of the universe. He sends us. His name, Jesus Christ, my God Almighty, is above every name. Every name. Obama, Bush, Clinton. His name is above the governor, the mayors. His name is above Willie Hunter. His name is above the fivefold minister. His name is above every name. God gave that authority to him. My God. See, that's why every knee shall bow. See, maybe I'm saying the wrong thing. No, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. Somebody out there right now needs prayer. Somebody that wants to come on the radio tonight. Say they were coming on. Some people listen on Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate you, and I love you. But I want you to know, we got some issues in America. We don't love each other. We don't care about each other. We hate each other. We fight each other. Black men, white men, red men, yellow men. We just fight, fight, fight. That's nobody but the devil. He stirs the pot of stupidity. He stirs the pot of ignorance. He stirred up there the other day up there in Texas. He stirred the pot of hate through that young man because he, and now somebody's saying, well, it's a mental issue. No, it's not. It's a Satan issue. It's an evil issue. We need to take our time and look what God is saying. What do you want to do? Do you want to go to hell or do you want to go to heaven? See, that's back in Jesus' day, there was a great taxation, but God had warned the heart and said a word to a man, Matthew, who was a tax collector. He said, Lord, if I owe any man anything, let me pay him back doublefold. See, we got to have that kind of heart. A lot of people don't want to have a heart to do what God has called us to do. Now, see, God warned us. He let this Trump come into the office. But everybody thought this was going to be all right. Some people don't vote. See, God does not vote. You vote, you hypocrites, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. You didn't vote because they ain't going to do nothing. You don't know that. But you have to swing your vote to say against the enemy, I'm standing with God. Go back to the Old Testament and find out what God called that man to battle. He said, I need these men to go to war. He had 3,000, too many men. Too many men, he said. And when he saw, he said, Here's a sign I'm going to give you. When you find these men with their heads lifted up, lapping water, those are the men. That's what God is wanting. God wants men who can take the Holy Spirit and let it be incumbent upon them. And let the Holy Spirit, let the Holy Spirit move upon them. Show them how they must go. America, to KASK Radio, KASK Radio. Knowing acquired scripture knowledge. I want to say this to you. Everybody needs to see something, what God is doing. God is not in confusion. God is in love with every one of us. He's in love with us. And I want to tell you something, what God is doing for us, my God. Now, if I say something, this might hurt somebody. It don't make a difference to me. Oh, Jesus. I can tell you this much, what God is saying, our hateful ways. See, I want you to know something, what God is saying to all of us. What God is saying to all of us. He's saying to us, as we live and move, what God is saying to us tonight. I'm sitting here tonight in my bedroom, and I'm saying to every one of you, what God is saying, he's saying to all of us, I love you. I want you to understand, I am the true and living God, and beside me there is none other. How many people just called on God? How many just put God to the side? How many some people just don't want to, didn't hear what God is saying? See, I left the door behind me. See, the door is open. God is calling us. What he's doing, he's showing us what we can do. And I will say this to every one of us. The authority he won from him coming out of grave has been dedicated to us, believers. We have that right. It's an eternal right that God has given us. For God so loved us that he gave his only son for us. He said something. He said something to us. God is able. Do you really love him? Do you love him? My God. I want to just say to everybody tonight on the radio station. So I'm getting myself ready. Amen. Oh, Jesus. God is good. See, what God says to all of us as believers, he's getting us fired up. He wants us to be we're on the right team. Here we go. What God is saying to us, he's saying, tonight I love you. And I want you to know what you're seeing with me. I have been by the hurricane that we had in Houston. I'm not in my home right now since the month of August, the last few weeks. Have I been trusting God? Yes, I have. Have I believed in God? Yes, I have. Do I see what God is doing? Yes, I do. I want you to know something else. Today is the day that God still loves us all, no matter how we see it. God loves us. Why does he love us? Because he appreciates us. He's called us out of darkness in his marvelous light. Nobody can deny him. Nobody. God is the author and the finisher of all things. When I read my B-I-B-L-E, I find these words. Hallelujah. He gave authority, his credentials, a standing in the communities where we all preach. And you know what's happening today? There are a lot of people that are afraid of the word of God. They're afraid of it. Why are they afraid? They're afraid because they know what God is saying to them. You got to live right. My skin is dark. My hair is gray. Some people's skin is lighter. Some people's skin is darker. But God still loves us. Listen to what the Bible says to us. I want to just speak to you right quick. Do you believe in God? To those right there on the line with me, do you believe in God in the name of Jesus? The omnipotence of God was invested in that name. Hallelujah. In the early church. But now we take notice what happened out there in Texas. Satan came and attacked that church. He doesn't want people to come to church no more. He doesn't want people to come together according to the Bible to assemble ourselves together. Why? Are they afraid? A lot of you are married out there. You're afraid. Your husband don't treat your wife. Treat you right. Your wife don't treat you right. Your children don't treat you right. There's something going on. Some people say, shift in the scripture, a shift in the world. No, God never changes. The enemy doesn't love us. The enemy wants to destroy us. He wants to destroy us. Why? Because in destroy, see, let me tell you something. Remember, the thief comes but to do what? He comes but what? Knock, knock, knock. Are you at home? If you're not at home, we're going to find a way to break in. If you're not a guardian of your own possession, Satan is going to find a way to get in. But God so loved. Oh, let me tell you something. Some people are afraid to use their name. If you look to the promise that Jesus made in regards to use his name, he said, you may use my name. He said, my name is above every name. He said, when you come to the Father, say it in my name. Don't say it with the hunter's name. Don't say it in the mayor. Don't say it in the governor. He said, say it in my name. Hallelujah. Get to heaven. He said, say it in my name. Say it in my name. See what God is saying. Can you love me? Can you follow me? Can you be obedient? Let me just bring it straight home. If we believe or have the faith, the name is given to us. Well, in my church, they allow me to pray like that. I don't know why. See, some people say they're praying in prayer in tongues. Do they really know what the tongues are for? It's for the edifying of the body, to lift you up. The Holy Spirit present in me and you and all who believe. May I say something to somebody that listened to me tonight? What God is saying, are you ready? What if over there right now in America, there is a big bomb going to be dropped? Are you ready for this? Are you ready if the nuclear bomb is dropped in North Korea right now in America, where are we going to go? Are we going to go where God is? Are we going to go where God stays? Where are we going to go? God is still in charge. Listen to my right something. Do you need him? Do you need help? Do you need help? Do you need peace? Do you need some help? I want you to understand something. I want you to understand something. What God is doing to all of us, and I'm just telling you right now, I am in the process. I'm still trying to learn this coming. I'm still trying to learn this computer. I've invited a lot of people. And I want them to know tonight, because I love you, God has said he loves you. He loves me. Here I am, a man been attacked by the enemy. I refuse to give in. I've had cancer, had heart problems, but God has healed me. Am I bragging? No, I'm not. I know what God has done for me. My home been pushed out. I'm in somewhere in Houston. Am I believing God 100%? Because what God is doing, he's saying to all of us, can you trust me? Can you believe me? I'm not talking about moving forward. See, the Holy Spirit moves you forward. We find more men who don't want to come into the body of Christ. Many men don't like to take their wives to church. Hello, somebody out there. They want to take their wives to church because they got their concubine out there. Some men just turn away from God. Let me see. There was a cry in the Old Testament for 400 years. For 400 years. Because there was brassy, according to the scripture. The prayers went up, it bounced right back. Because they denied God. See, God is not to be played with. I want us to know this much. I want us to know, because we love each other. Do we love each other? Here's a staggering statement. Permit me to say it. Perhaps you never felt the lips of the man of God. Have you ever heard his lips? It's in the WRD. And the more we see what he's done, the more he will love us, the more he will say to us, the more he will say to us, I love you. Now, can you remember he said in the book of Revelation, he said, I'll make it all new. He said, I'll make it new. He said, I'll make it new. I'll make all things new. I am not to come and make you. See, I know I was in my sin before I came to Jesus. I know I used to smoke drugs. I know I was a homemonger. I was a thief. I was a robber. When I came to the full, one day I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me my sin. I done tried to be a thief. I done this, and God forgive me. Do I mind telling you about it? No, I'm not ashamed. But that old man don't live here no more. The new man lives here. You can't charge me with nothing else. I got nephews. I got three grandsons. I thank God for them. I got a young lady. Her name is Mrs. Price. She's my niece. I thank God for her. I got another brother, Mr. Price. I thank you for everybody. And I want you to know, Mr. Tyrone Reese, a man I met Jimmy some months ago, a man that said one thing. He said, if it's not of God, I don't want to be a part of it. That's the way I feel about it. But I want to let the people know tonight why I'm on this end. I'm not trying to preach to you. I want to teach you and wake up some things. I'm throwing stones. I'm not trying to put boulders down. I'm throwing stones right now. Because there are a lot of people out there are not in the midst of hearing what God is saying. It's not in the midst of what God is saying. God is saying to us what he's doing for us. God is in love with us. Do you think he loves the president? He does. Do you think that senator's lady got beat up some time ago? God loves him. I pray for him. My prayers go for him. Why did it go for him? Because I believe what God is going to do, he's doing it already. Now, there are a lot of people that say they know God. I asked one question that John is asking in the book of Acts in the 19th chapter. When Paul came along preaching the word of God, he raised a legitimate question. He said, he asked a question. As he passed his upper coast, he asked the question. He said, since you believe, have you received? Since you believe, have you received? They said, believe and receive what? What you talking about? What you talking about, apostle? We ain't received nothing, man. We ain't never heard of no Holy Ghost. We ain't heard of no Jesus. See, there's ignorance right now in Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, Florida, North Carolina, all 50 states, there's ignorance about Jesus. What Jesus has done for us, he made it so possible that we can live according to his word. He said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you, I'll be right there with you. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise his holy name. What God is doing, you want to raise up a new generation. And I'm believing God to do some things right now. When they told me I could, on the 10th, I just have to make it plain because I was disobedient. On the 10th, 2010, September the 23rd, it's when the incident, the enemy came in and attacked me and my own ignorance. Because when you don't obey God, God don't bring you home, but he lets you see. You got to go back and tell him. And that's what I'm doing. Can you imagine for the first 90 days, for the first six days, I couldn't talk? Here I'm a man 6'2 and a half tall, 270 some odd pounds. Nobody could understand but my wife. But here I am, one had to clean my body because I was a pride. I had a lot of pride. Somebody got a lot of pride right now. Your pride is clipping you down. I want to tell you about that pride. It's a gate. It will push you down. When I learned when the women had to come in and wash my body, when I couldn't move, couldn't talk or nothing. Can you imagine how I felt? All of a sudden, when God, on the sixth day, my wife told me, she told me, huh? You sound like somebody beating up on you bad. She said, I was screaming and hollering. They had to strap me down. Why am I telling this to you? Because I don't want you to get caught up in darkness and stupidity. Listen what the Bible says. I'm not your best teacher. I'm just a man full of faith. Walk by faith. Live by faith. Do things by faith. I got some nieces, nephews, some sisters, and a brother. They're still doing some things I don't approve of, probably me, but I love them. What's going on? When Jesus said what he said, when I was on a prayer line with some people, he said these words. He said, let me tell you something. He said, have the mind of Jesus Christ. How do you have the mind of Jesus Christ? You have the mind of Jesus Christ by honoring God and all of his commandments. But I heard God speak to a sister and say, but she has the heart of God. I said, she has the mind of God, but the mind of God. I began to kind of, you know, I said, oh, what's going on? He said, I'm going to tell you what it is. He said, all of y'all need to have the mind of Christ because you're going to hear from God the Father. But when you have the heart of God, you're going to love regardless. See, God could have said, boom, it's over. But he sent his only begotten Son to you and I that we could live, and live abundantly, not have. See, we don't need to be, I'm broke. I'm not broke. I am not broke. I'm a rich man. Oh, here you go, honey. Y'all going to parallel right now. No, I'm not. It's according to what God says. I'm in God's kingdom. This world owes me nothing. All this world, nothing. I'm in the God's government. God says if I follow him, see, you got to first know the kingdom of heaven has not yet come. The kingdom of God. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. The Bible says these words. In the book, it says these words. Now, you might go get it. If I don't quote it right, forgive me. But I'm still doing better than my talking. I love you. What it's saying here. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you can follow me, he said, come, follow me. What does he mean? Follow me. Follow the mind that I have. Find the precepts, the concepts, because I am of the Father and the Father of me. Follow me. When Jesus said these words, he told the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul said, I once was lost, but now I'm saved. I once was lost. I love some people. I want everybody to know. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you need to get the Holy Ghost in your life. How are you going to knock a demon out of a person's body? Well, they don't teach that at my church. They better start doing something. Man, we're in a war right now. The Bible says, he says, the stronger man comes in. He takes over you. When you go out and let your flesh, your attitude, your bad thinking, good God Almighty, hear what God is saying. What God is saying, I love you. How much do you love God? How many of you go to church and give God a portion of money, of your money? Do you know some people will not give a portion of that money to God? They don't do that. That preacher won't do it with that money. No, you don't know what he's going to do. You got to understand, God put the man of God there, or the apostle there, or the teacher there, or the man that have a heart of God, a prophet, a prophetess. He put them there where they can watch over and lead you and guide you in the right direction. Well, he don't preach what I want to hear. What do you want to hear? You want to hear about it? No, I want somebody to make me feel good. Make me feel good. I'll be all right. No, feelings ain't got nothing to do with it. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know God. Jesus said, no man comes to the Father except he come by him. You got to come through the blood. You got to come through the confession. Jesus said on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them not, for they know not what they do. Do you not know today in these apartments? I'm not at my home right now in Houston. My home been shamrocked by the enemy. Oh, you let him know? No, 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 no. See, when the flood came, I'm going to tell you how God operates. He allowed this because he knew he wasn't going to have somebody going to stand up and say what I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you what God says. When my home, 4,000 square feet, flooded, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 houses, on the same side, I prayed for my people, my neighbors. Everybody else didn't get flooded. They got some damage. But I refused to give in. Right now, I'm having some issues with FEMA. I'm having some problems with the insurance company. Now the flood is taking their part. And all of a sudden, see, we who know that we know, we put insurance pass, hold it. We pay the insurance company the money to take care. We invest in that. But they don't want to do it. Somebody said, well, didn't God? So he did. But he allowed the enemy to do what he did. So that he got to have a voice. How many of y'all crying out? How many of y'all got on your knees before God and said, Lord, have mercy upon those insurance companies. FEMA not doing their job. Even our president not doing his job. He didn't want over there and lied over there. Greatness. No, no, no. I'm being honest. Being honest. But God is saying to all of us, time to take the blinkers off your eyes. Time to take the blinkers off your eyes. He's calling you. Are you ready to hear him? Are you ready to love him? Are you ready to obey him? Are you ready to see him? Are you ready to say what he said? Listen, we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I don't believe in all. No, that's because you don't, because you ain't saved. Well, at my church, no, that bill ain't what I'm talking about. Is it in your heart? If it's not in your heart, you're not going to see what Jesus is saying. Listen, the hour has come, and the time is getting shorter. Brother Pastor Irving, God bless you. Brother Newsom, God bless you. But I want to say these words to these great ones on the line with me, Mr. Samuel, Mr. Reese, Ms. Camilla. I want to say this to you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to everyone that will believe would have life eternally. I want to do this for you. Let me tell you, God has a new land for all of us that can believe. Somebody said, well, the land been taken. No, it ain't. No, it hasn't. Once our eyes open, that one soul would dare rise at the rim of the omnipotence And that's what God wants to do. He wants us to rise up in his understanding. Well, the name would mean to all of us, Father has invested in it. See, the Father. Somebody asked me, have you ever seen God? No. Have you ever seen Jesus? No. How do you know? Because his word. Woo, Jesus. Woo, Jesus. His word. Hallelujah. Became alive in my soul. I was able to see in the spiritual realm what God is doing. God has invested in all of us that we act and take the privileges that God has for us. We're called high priests. We're called ambassadors. We're called believers. See, what God has invested in you and I, the table has been set. How many of y'all can just say, Lord, see right now, and I say this much. When you see when a man does not respect a woman and lie to her face, when a woman does not respect a man and lie to his face, it's called downright shameless. Let me take it to another word. There was a woman called Jezebel. It's a spirit. It's a spirit. Has no respect for God. And these spirits, this Jezebel spirit, has entered the churches. They're taking up, what do they do? It's in a woman. It's very soft, very self. It sneaks in, it moves around, it moves and shakes its way in. I'm on your team. Liar. I love you. Liar. But what are they saying? Because what they want to thank you, Father. Thank you, Mr. Williams. What they want you to understand is this. That Jezebel spirit mentioned in the Old Testament, it's mentioned in the Bible. Jesus said that woman named Jezebel has taken my prophetess and filled them with a funny wine. That's what I call it, funny wine. And I want you to know as much to every one of us, Brother Robinson, Richardson, Brother Pastor Newsom, William Irvin, and to all of us, Samuel, Tyrone, Satan hates us. Jezebel's spirit does not even like the woman. It doesn't like Satan. It tells it him. Why? Because it's saying, I'm better than him. It's called a female spirit. Now remember the Old Testament came about. The woman did this and that and was eaten by a dog. It was a Jezebel spirit. Let me share something with you. I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of living. I live for Jesus Christ. I live for the Father. When I come into the kingdom, which I am right now, see, we gotta know the difference. Hear me well. The kingdom of God and seeking God. See, the kingdom of God is where we have a standing in. When we are born into the body of Christ, we're in the kingdom of God. But when we are seeking God, we're seeking the fullness of God through his Son, Jesus Christ. When Jesus gave all that he had for us, he gave to us the best. Why did he do that? Because God and him made us understand. Here's why a lot of people don't like, they don't want to read or study what's behind that name. May I say it with the deity of man of Galilee. That great body of the church, that blood-bought cross, and they realize that there was a struggle. There's a struggle going on right now. There's a struggle in somebody's own right now. Let me stop right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lift my voice up to you. I lift my eyes and I praise you. Somebody right now in the home is having a struggle. Somebody, and I command and I declare and decree that Satan, evil spirit, the devil, has to leave that home. Has to leave it tonight in the name of Jesus. It's not my faith, but the faith of God. And I speak it into authority. I speak it into the kingdom. I speak it into the spiritual world. I speak it into the fleshly body. I speak it to those who can't see. those who cannot hear. I bind and I command you to come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, tonight's that night that your anointing falls upon all of those people. Somebody tonight has mood issues. Somebody has a heart problem. Somebody has a ear problem. God is speaking to you right now. I see Yahweh in the spirit. What is God saying? He's saying to me, Willie Hunter, you come through something. Can you tell him what I've done for you? I will, Lord. But my heart is stronger, better. Oh, glory to God. When the cancer, not here anymore. I'm walking better. I'm talking better. When I couldn't hardly talk, and now I'm talking better. Had a radio station. This is what God is doing. See, God will allow you to come on his team, but you got to be a player. You can't be a hater. God doesn't love haters. He loves lovers. I'm a lover. I'm a lover. And he loves me. I love him also. Pop, 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 boom. Do you love him? If you love him, you let the world know. Let me tell you something. What God is doing, more glory to God. He said, I love you. Why does he love me? He loves you also. He loves you also. Now, some of you, I'm out there, I'm talking to some of y'all across the nation. But you know what? I want to say something else. I once was dead in my ownness. Hallelujah, somebody. But God made me alive today. Why? Because after 50 years being to the same woman, I'm still in love. How many of you men out there can say the same thing? How many of you can say the same thing? I love. Am I having problems? Yes. I'm having many problems. But I'm not giving in. I'm not giving in. Why am I not giving? Thank you. I see you. Because, thank you, Curtis. Oh, thank you, Curtis. Curtis, a man of God. Because God is doing something to all of us. Why is he doing something? Don't have to be, if you know that you love God, God loves you. But do you love him? See, what we have to do today is take authority. Just like the, now, I'm going to use some sport terms. Don't get me wrong. Some sport terms. We have the Texans and the Cowboys. What team do you like? You answer that question. Do you like their style? Do you like the way they have a good team? They have a good attitude? See, you got to make a decision. I did that because in the state of Texas, we got two prominent football teams. Now, we don't know who's going to win it, but I did that for a reason. Let me take it to the church. You got a sinner coming in. You got a saved one sitting in. You know, some people are coming to the church right now and won't let some people sit down. That's my seat. What seat? You ain't got no seat. Go down and sit somewhere else. I tell you, that man from Lily Grove, I listened to him now. That man, he put a word in. Let me see. Young women in the secret of their chambers. Look upon the face of Yeshua HaMashiach. How many of y'all know that God has a secret chamber where he wants us, all of us, to visit? There was a place called there that God would have us to be so. The name of Jesus, inseparable, connected with salvation. The very name is filled with music and for a repentant soul. How many got the nephews? How many hold some that are? Somebody else is asking prayer. I feel your spirit. God, somebody is calling on you right now. You know the heart better than I do, but I want to thank you. What you're doing for him right now, how you bring it to a point to say yes, Lord, to say have mercy, Lord. Have mercy upon him, Father. I met a man some months ago, Father, who gave his testimony how he was out there in the world, how he was out there shooting up drugs, living homeless, been to prison, hallelujah, Father. But because his mother prayed for him, now, Father, he's on the right track. That I'm somebody in the same position right now. God is calling you closer. He's calling you closer right now. Why is he calling you closer? Because he loves you. He's calling you because he wants you closer. And Father, I want to thank you tonight for just hearing our prayers. Thank you, Father, for the healing of our bodies, of our minds. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now here this man came out of the dome here and now standing before God, leading a great congregation, 300 men plus, a part of what he's doing. What kind of God you want to serve? We got to go out and get him, Father. Let us be filled with the Holy Spirit to go out and command those demons to leave these young men and young girls alone and command the pastors in these churches to let the doors down that the Holy Spirit might come into the church, into the building. Thank you, Father. That's the day that we just say praise you because we love you. And then, Father, thank you. I got a few more words. He said these words, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. See, you can't separate the Father and the Son. So cut it out. Cut it out. In my name, He said, I will do it. He said, I will do it. Why? Because I want the Father to be glorified. If you love me, you should keep my commandments. John 14, 13, and 15. I have asked, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive. That's our joy, my joy. See, when I ask God for something, joy beyond my understanding. What are you talking about? My joy, my mind, my spirit, my soul gets all excited. Maybe for John 14, 24. And that's 3, 1 through 6. We hear Peter saying, silver, oh glory, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to thee. Now, silver and gold, I don't own it, but I got the Holy Ghost. You want it? You want it? If you want it, you can have it right now. It's not by me, but Jesus Christ, through me, will use my body to lay hands on you. And you can receive it by faith, what God is saying. We got to pray more. Men have been baptized in the name. Men pray in the name. In the name of the important one. Help us as they walk. In John, in Acts 16, 18. Paul cast the demon. Oh, my God. What? You mean he cast a demon? Paul cast a demon out? Oh, come on there, man. I've done that. You have too. To possess a girl by setting her free and stirring the city in Ephesus. See, in Houston, they don't want nobody to come to their churches, these Baptist churches, Methodist churches, Catholic churches, whatever church it is, all the 10 denominations, all the 12. They don't want nobody coming to our churches casting out no demons. You got to be crazy. You messing things up, man. You messing up my game. Don't mess with my game. One man said, well, that's not my call. You a liar? That is your call. When Jesus said, go you therefore, that was your call. Stop lying. Oh, my God, my time is just about up. Oh, Jesus. Listen. Hebrew, no, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to finish it up. Thank you, Father. See, the prayers addressed through that name and the name of the sick are healed. I will pray for people here. In the name of the demons are cast out. In the name of the Holy Spirit came upon believers. In the name they worship. In the name, that name, every is absent, the Lord. All the works of the early church were wrought. They were done. In Colossians 3:17, they were taught to do all things in the name of Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 5:20, to give thanks to all things in the name. Oh my God, name of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 5:6-11, they were washed, sanctified, and justified in the name of Jesus. Hebrews 13:15, made confession to the name of Jesus. John 15:14, anointed sick in the name of the Lord. And John 1 John 3:23, and this is the commandment, that we should believe in the name of His Son Jesus Christ, and to love one another, even as He gave us commandments. New commandment was that we love one another and believe in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, tonight, I just want to thank God for y'all coming on here tonight, listening to me, praying for me, and believing with me. And I'm going to tell you something. We're in a fight. I'm ready to do the fight. Now I'm setting it up. I'm getting back into what God has sent me to do. But I need somebody can pray with me. Somebody can believe with me. I'm praying for some of my prayer warriors. I'm not trying to be better. You are better than I am. I always give you the first seat. Why? Because I love the people of God. I'm going to live to be 120 years old, according to Genesis. Read 6th chapter, you'll see. The days of a man, 120. But I want to say something to all that was on that night with me. God has blessed you. He's blessed you. Now, I may not sound like I'm a knowledgeable person, but I know Jesus. Do I believe in get a prayer through? I believe it. When I was in the hospital at Kingwood, some people I knew that knew me, one woman had liver. I prayed for her after the 90 days I was there. The first after they moved me around, and all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit moved me into the place where women go. And you know, they don't normally let a man go in there. But somehow or another, God allowed me to go in there. And I prayed for that woman, those women. One, they're going to cut a leg off. She still got a leg. One had the liver, the cancer. She said, I'm not trying to put myself up. No, never. Never. I'd rather give you all that I have that Jesus might be glorified through him for the Father. But I want to say this to you. We live in a time. I'm not trying to be so sanctimonious. I'm a warrior. I don't mind meditating. I don't mind praying. I don't mind giving up food. I don't mind stop doing this. See, because I want to see some, I've got some grandsons and I want to see become the men they're supposed to be. I've got some that are not even mine, but I pray for them. I go to tear. I pray for the people out there. When I go to Walmart, I pray for the people. When I go to Kroger's, I pray for the people. Why? Because God, in the place that He wants you, you need to go there. Not raise a whole lot of ruckus. Go there and tell them what you love them. Don't give them no money. Come on now, be honest with yourself. I know it's a lot of young women, young men out there, they want CBY. They don't be caring. Oh, my God. Listen, I'll be back again. I'm learning more and more and more. But I want you to know, my time is up tonight. I love you, and I thank God for you. So may the peace of God be with you, and may the peace of God be upon you. Amen. I love you. Oh, Jesus, this is so good, Lord. See, I still thirst. Yes, I do. Peace.